But he'd had ample time to clean it up.
Of course, yes. Are there any other wounds?
On the left side.
Fascinating, Doctor.
It's a perfectly clean cut. And not particularly deep.
That's hardly consistent with the savagery to the head.
No, not in the least. Did Simpson have a knife on him when you arrested him?
No, but Straker was grasping a knife when he was found.
Indeed, in which hand?
The right. It was clotted with blood. My first thought was that he defended himself vigorously.
Does Simpson bear any injuries?
No. So I'm forced to assume that Straker injured himself in his fall.
Inspector, altering your theory to fit in with a preconceived conclusion?
Actually, it is quite possible. After a massive injury to the brain, there's often convulsive struggling, thrashing about. I think he may well have inflicted that cut on himself.
Thank you, Doctor. Sorry, Mr. Holmes.
No, don't be. I have no preconceived theory to upset. Yes, the fingers of the left hand have been straightened after death. What was he holding in that hand?
A silk muffler, striped in red and black. Both the maidservant and the stable lad are ready to swear that Simpson was wearing it that night.
Quiet, King! Down, boy!
Sorry about that, gentlemen.
It's of no matter. This is the table where you ate your supper.
Yes, sir.
And it was through this window that the maidservant handed you the tray.
Edith, yes.
Edith, yes. Let me see. That's too small for an entrance.
How are you feeling now, Ned?
Well, bright as ninepence, thank you, sir. Though they have the devil's own judge wake me up Tuesday morning, I'm told.
Have you identified the drug that was used?
Powdered opium.
Did all the household eat the same dish? Excellent, Watson.
They did, Doctor. No ill effects.
And the dish what?
Curried mutton, sir.
The maid Edith will testify that Simpson was carrying a folded packet made of white paper. He said to her, make sure the lad has this tonight.
How does Simpson explain that?
Well, he says it was a £10 note.
And presumably he claims it was to bribe young Ned here into giving him inside information.
He did say, sir, as he could put some money into my pocket.
Thank you, Ned.
Nonetheless, a paper packet is exactly the sort of container powdered opium would be in. Shall I bring in the maid now?
No, no. I'd like to see what Straker had in his pockets.
Here you are, gentlemen.
Let me see. A box of Vestas. Pipe. Seal skin pouch with half an ounce of long-cut Cavendish. Silver stopwatch. Some papers. Well. I presume, from bloodstains, that this is the knife you mentioned.
Yes, sir.
Yes, not exactly what I was expecting. It's something in your line, surely, Doctor. Here.
Yes, indeed. This is what we call a cataract knife. You see how small and fine the blade is? It's only used for the most delicate work.
Curious choice for a weapon.
There are all sorts of knives to be found in stables like this. Straker just grabbed the nearest one to hand when he set off after Simpson.
Yes, very possibly. Now, these papers. Account from a hay merchant. Instructions from Colonel Ross. Now, what's this? Madame Lazurier of Bond Street, London. Also your department, Watson?
Thank you very much. Well, it's a dressmaker's account for £37.15. It's actually made out of a William Derbyshire.
So Mrs. Derbyshire has expensive tastes. May I keep this for a short while, Inspector?
You think it important?
Considerably. Colonel Ross.
Holmes.
And you must be Mrs. Straker.
Yes, sir.
Please accept our sincere condolences.
Allow me. Thank you.
I have explained to Mrs. Straker why you are here, gentlemen.
Forgive me, madam, but certain questions must be asked.
Of course. I'll help you all I can.
Thank you. On which side of this house is your bedroom?
Mr. Holmes, that cannot be relevant.
Colonel, please. Mrs. Straker.
At the front of the house.
So, your bedroom window looks across the yard at the stables?
Yes.
Yes. On the night of the tragedy, you heard nothing untoward?
Nothing, sir. Nothing at all.
No one heard the least disturbance, Mr. Holmes.
That's enough now, Holmes.
One last point.
Yes.
Who is Mr. William Derbyshire? Madam?
He's a friend of my husband's. A close friend. John spoke of him from time to time.
And you have met him?
No, he lives in London.
Ah.